What you're about to hear is a phone interview with Nick Pancik, Deputy Design Engineer for MWH Global, and Michael Newberry, the third set of locks design manager for MWH Global. In the interview, Nick and Michael discuss their company, their use of building information modeling, and how it has impacted their work on the third set of locks project, part of a massive expansion of the Panama Canal designed to double the canal's shipping traffic capacity. Before we talk about building information modeling and the Panama Canal project, tell us what differentiates MWH in the marketplace.
MWH is the global leader in the wet infrastructure sector. The sector encompasses a full range of water-related projects and programs, including water supply, treatment and storage, dams and hydropower, water resources management, ports and navigation, renewable energy, and natural resources. We have more than 7,000 employees on six continents, and we provide solutions to some of the most challenging infrastructure challenges in the world, including the third set of locks project of the Panama Canal expansion. But more to the point, our global footprint really enables knowledge transfer and innovation from many sources, cultures, and experiences. And we find that our clients value this unique knowledge base and our ability to deliver it responsibly. Our company's guiding principle, building a better world, is not just a catchy tagline. It really is embedded in our culture, and it's strengthened with every client on every project that we do. We truly strive to leave each client engagement better than we found it.
Why is building information modeling so instrumental to your firm?
Well, there are a number of ways we are leveraging BIM at MWH. Firstly, BIM improves the quality of the designs we deliver to our clients by providing a platform for clash detection and multi-model integration. Second, it increases our productivity and profitability by enabling us to efficiently manage design changes on complex projects. Third, it helps us communicate with clients and builders by using visualization to explain intricate design concepts. And finally, it increases the predictability of our projects by letting us generate more reliable quantity takeoffs for cost estimating earlier in the design process.
Before we talk about how you use building information modeling on the Panama Canal project, tell us about the third set of locks project overall. What's the mission?
That's a good question. Nick and I have had the pleasure of working on this project now for over 10 years and seeing it evolve from a concept to now a project under construction. The third set of locks project really is the opportunity for the Panama Canal Authority to unlock the bottleneck on their current canal system, and that is the size of the existing locks. These new locks will provide a significant potential expansion in capacity by allowing larger vessels to go through the existing lock system, I should say the existing canal system. These canal and these new locks will provide a significant opportunity for the expansion of the services that ACP are providing to the shipping industry of the world. The project includes these major new locks, some of the largest locks ever designed or built in the world, certainly the largest water-saving basins ever designed or built in the world, and the highest design standards that we have come across as international designers around the world for lock projects. We're designing for very major earthquakes, and the design requirements are extremely high, and we've been pioneering new technology to advance the design state of the practice, specifically for the lock walls and also for the lock gates. These are massive steel structures, the lock gates, over 3,000 tons each, and making these lock gates work under a highly seismic event has been a real challenge, which I'm glad to say the design team has come through. Working with a major integrated design team, such as the one we have had in place now for over 3 years, has been a real pleasure and a real highlight of my career, because we're bringing together some of the best engineering talent from around the world to develop and deliver this project. Those are a few of my observations, Nick. I don't know if you have anything to add from your engagement over the last decade, effectively.
It certainly is a civil engineer's dream project. There's nobody that you talk to that doesn't know about the Panama Canal, and most people are aware of the expansion program, and it really is an honor to be able to be involved in a project of this scope. I would give a lot of credit to the Canal Authority themselves, who had the vision, even before the handover in 1999, to begin to look at guaranteeing the future of this project. The quotation that was given at one time was that if we don't expand, we're facing the prospect of reverting to a tourist attraction. And so they really rolled up their sleeves and took a hard look at the economics and the financial requirements of expanding this major infrastructure asset. We helped them through a master planning process and helped guide their delivery approach, and now it is particularly satisfying to be able to be involved in the actual implementation.
Can you give us a brief description of how your firm is using building information modeling on the Panama Canal project?
During the tender design, we modeled several design options using 3D's Max Design and produced design visualizations, which help the client better understand these designs and make more informed decisions. Now, in final design, we're using the Revit family of products for the detailed design of the canal's new lock and dam structures, buildings, control towers, and supporting utilities. We're also using Civil 3D for our site design. We're also using other third-party 3D modeling software, and then using Navisworks Manage for software integration and project coordination. Intelligent 3D models give us a better insight into very complex design, and they are instrumental for keeping the project design and documentation coordinated. It saves us both time and money. We also combine the design models to improve our cross-discipline coordination and resolve design conflicts prior to construction, thereby increasing the quality of our deliverables and preventing costly field changes. Now, for example, on the third set of locks design build delivery, we're advancing many design elements in parallel, and BIM provides an efficient mechanism for making integration changes rapidly and with confidence. Another example of how we're using BIM effectively on the third set of locks project is the changes in the building facades for the 42 buildings per complex, which have been accomplished readily with BIM, allowing us to visually demonstrate the changes to the contractor and owner, and has provided efficiency and served as a powerful communication tool.
How do you envision building information modeling transforming the building and infrastructure industries in general?
Well, I would say it has already changed how projects are being designed and built. As Mike was saying, it enables closer collaboration and improved project delivery in what we call the asset creation phase of the life cycle. As I see it, the next horizon for BIM is facilities management, which means improving the quality of the constructed project for the end user. BIM brings significant value at all phases of a project lifecycle, but especially so after project handover, where we're giving owners a head start on having a robust operations and maintenance tool for their long-term facilities management needs. In my view, BIM will become the vital link between asset creation and asset management, thereby driving efficiencies throughout the lifecycle and enabling better use of scarce resources for critical infrastructure needs throughout the world. On the third set of locks project, we are just beginning to integrate the BIM tool with our electronic maintenance manual and with the owner's newly adopted asset management system. But clearly, we've made a giant leap forward in our design process by adopting BIM. But it is early days, and we've only just started to unleash its potential on major wet infrastructure projects. So I would invite you to watch this space, because I think we have a real game changer here.
For more about MWH Global, visit www.mwhglobal.com. And for everything about the Autodesk BIM Experience Award Program, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM. Select the BIM in Action tab, and then select BIM Experience Award.